Good morning. This is John Dean, the Daily Inspirations, and I trust that you are facing the day with the Lord, that you are choosing to walk with Him, that you are choosing to trust. I trust that you have learned the habit of walking with God. That sounds kind of very unspiritual. But we form many habits. And God asks us in the daily renewing of our mind, God wants to transform our lives. And I know there could be an aspect where someone wants to say that because it's a daily renewing, we should be careful of habits. But I believe that God
loves good habits because it keeps us. You know, some people have the habit
of getting up.
Getting up late, you know, getting up and not feeling like working, you know, feeling like laying on and just resting and not getting up and facing the day. And so those are happy.
I met a person lately that
had gone through a lot in life, and somebody commented, "That's a truth." And the person said, "Yes.
And that might be
true for some people. Not true. But this person just said that there was a time when because of some of the past things that happened, you know, waking up in the morning with something thinking about all the hurts and issues, there was a lot of healing
that needed to happen.
And so they made a commitment that they would seek to practice to wake up. And they actually, there was a couple believers that held each other accountable for a while. They say it takes 21 days to develop a new habit. And if you practice your new habit for 90 days, it becomes, you don't have to think about practicing, it becomes natural. And so if you have a habit
that you feel
is not edifying, replace it with a good habit. Ask God to give you strength, yes. But also be willing to put in the work that is needed to make that happen. I'm going to read out of Romans chapter 12 concerning the renewing of the mind. He says, "I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies
of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." Doesn't this just relate to what I talked about? "And
be not conformed to this
world."
You know, I remember when I thought not
being conformed to this world meant that, you know, we would
fall off somewhere back in the US in a beautiful place in the valley, away from everything. There wasn't a lot of traffic. The main traffic we had was just our neighbors. We would detach from the world, from our way of thinking. But if you go in the book of John, if the world is defined as the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. And those things, yes, there might be a
love for the world as in society, you know.
There might be a lust of things out there that could be defined that way. But all three of those things that are laid out in John are things that are in our
hearts.
The things we want, the things we see, the lust of the eye. You know, oftentimes we see things that we shouldn't see or wanting to see things. temptation is not the sin. That's where the battle is waged.
It's when we listen to those. For victory over sin. They're still struggling with their flesh. They're still wrestling with evil thoughts. And
the message they receive is to try harder.
And
there is a cross, there is a death, there is a surrender
that needs to happen. There is an understanding that needs to be there
of the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And many of these people are trying so hard
to please their Savior.
They don't know that. They have a form of godliness that they must deny the power
thereof. And my burden and my cry is that
wherever people are at, they can look to the Word, that they can believe in the Savior,